You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Palace somehow have won three in a row. Chelsea 2-7, the draw 9-2 and Palace 11-1 here. Allardyce has finally managed to mould players into the way that he wants to play. They've not conceded in those three wins, Tom. That said, this is a very, very different task, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, Big Sam, very much the English version of Antonio Conte. It's a defence first. You know, he's getting some results, but, you know, we talked about Chelsea on the last podcast, and, you know, I've talked about them kind of being a changeable machine this season, and now they're a team that's still winning games. I'm still really impressed with them. But they're conceding goals, and there are little sort of weaknesses in their armour, and teams are taking advantage of it. You know, they've won six of the last eight in the Premier League. They've drawn a couple, but they have conceded in the last six games. They've conceded against Burnley, against Swansea, against West Ham, and against Stoke. And there is that feeling, I think, amongst the Chelsea squad that by no means does Antonio Conte let them think that they've won the league, even though privately they might actually think that. But they've definitely sort of eased off a little bit, especially in terms of that defensive resistance. They've got themselves a lead, and now they're just sort of cruising home, and I think that's what they'll do. And they're up against the Palace side, who, yeah, you know, defensively they're a little bit better. They've had, you know, three clean sheets on the spin. They've won those three matches. And we know they still have some attacking threat. And I think they'll look at this Palace is maybe a free game, really. You know, they've given themselves some breathing space now. They'll go to Chelsea, like, they'll probably look at how Swansea approached the game, you know, a few weeks back, and, you know, go there with a little bit of an attitude as of, look, if we can score the first goal, we might be able to cause a problem. So, you know, I've got to back Chelsea at a win. You know, take your pick of the goal scorers, but you won't go far wrong with Eden Hazard. But I'm going to play Chelsea and both teams to score at 5-2. It's my default setting now for Chelsea. I don't care who they're playing. You know, even against West Ham, they're in control of that game and they conceded late on. I just always think they're likely to let one in. So Chelsea and both teams have scored at 5-2 is my play.
Big old price when you consider they're 2-7 on the outrights. Did you say that Sam Allardyce was like the English version of Antonio Conte?
I think he would say that, yes.
Yeah, I didn't like that very much when you said that, Tom. It made me a little bit upset. But
imagine
anyway.
How Antonio Conte will feel.
What do you think, Derek? Are Chelsea going to win this?
Well, I was seriously hoping Palace would go down. I mean, those three results on the spin, three wins on the spin, have given them a real lot of breathing space. But not too much, you know, because I'm not sure this is a free game, Tom, because they, as well as this game, they've got to play every other team currently in the top six as well between now and the end of the season. So, you know, they're going to have to pick up points from somewhere against these top teams. Otherwise, they go, you know, they'll be right back in the thick of it. The three wins they've had, they've only come against Middlesbrough, Watford, and okay, the West Brom one. They played West Brom at a good time when it looked as though the Baggies were taking their foot off the gas. I'm not getting too worked up by that, especially as they only beat Watford last week, or when they last played. They didn't get a shot on target, you know. It was their own goal, I give them the win. They didn't get a shot on target. I think Chelsea will win this all day long. You know, I've said many times, Chelsea will win the lead. They're not as good as a 10-point lead suggests they are. I think they're without Eden Hazard this week as well. So I don't think it's going to be an absolute cakewalk for them, but they'll beat Palace. I'm going to go for under 2.5 goals. Odds against that, 21-20, under 2.5. I think this could be a 1-0 or a 2-0 win for Chelsea.
OK. Is Hazard out, is he?
Well, I read that somewhere that he was, yeah. I know he's in your in your list of... I don't know how true that is. I'll have to keep an eye on the team sheets for that one.
Yeah, do just take a look at that, listeners, before placing your goal scorer bets. Wait until the team news is out, but that is Chelsea against Palace.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.